Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Another Indiana county will celebrate with a nativity scene. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about our case on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. This case, Holly, is another great decision. It's another case out of Indiana, by the way, because the ACLU has targeted different counties in Indiana. This one is Fulton County, Indiana, which have had nativity scenes. This particular one goes back to 1980. They've had the nativity scene every year since 1980. And 2 years ago, they filed a lawsuit. They got some individual who doesn't even live in the county, by the way. They filed a lawsuit 2 years ago. So in addition to all the nativity scenes that have been in existence from 1980, the lawsuit has been going on for 2 years. So there's now two Christmas seasons, 2019 and 2018, where this lawsuit has been filed. They never asked for a preliminary injunction to stop the display. Now we get to 2020, and the case is ongoing in litigation. And they file this request to have this immediately enjoined so that no display would happen in 2020.
Yeah, they sought the preliminary injunction as a, quote, an extraordinary and drastic remedy, unquote, to ban nativity scene from this year's holiday season. So after 2 years, all of a sudden they're in a hurry to get rid of it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
But it's been up there for, what, 40 years?
Yeah, it's been up there for so long, and then it's been up there for two Christmas seasons during the pendency of their litigation, and they didn't ask for any emergency relief or drastic remedy. Extraordinary intervention by the court, but now we get to 2020 and it's the same
nativity scene. Hurry up and get rid of it.
And all of a sudden, no, they want it banned. So what we did was we filed an opposition. And by the way, we're also representing another county, Jackson County in Indiana. Now, the lower court in that case actually found against the nativity scene. We appealed it. The appeal argument went very well. So well that we actually had, just before the argument, filed a motion that the court have a preliminary ruling before they ultimately reach the final merits ruling, because they're not going to issue an opinion until 2021.
And that would allow the nativity to be displayed this year.
This year in Jackson County.
Even
and
while
the court came
being,
back yeah. with a very nice opinion mm-hmm. that said yes, that this is a serious threat to, you know, loss of First Amendment rights. And consequently, they said, yes, you can have the nativity in 2020, just like you had it in 2019. That was a great victory. And I think also that tells where this court's going.
Right.
And it telegraphs to the lower court that the Court of Appeals is going to likely uphold the nativity scene in Jackson County. And this judge also issued a decision and rejected this ACLU request and said, look, you have not tried to do anything for 2 years. And by the way, you don't even live in the county. So there's an issue there of standing. And there's also a real problem with the constitutional challenge that you're raising.
Yeah.
So it's a really good opinion both ways. So that means Jackson County and Fulton County, both sued by the ACLU, will have their nativity scenes this year.
Well, you know, every year this ACLU, this little Grinch, seems to find some little pawn to come and sue against these nativity scenes, and they still haven't learned these nativity scenes are constitutional.
Yeah,
you're not going to win.
They don't learn that, and they know it, but they want to continue to challenge. And in most cases, what happens is they find some defendant county or city, and they just roll over. And in this case, Jackson County and Fulton County, we represent them. We represent them at no cost. And they said, no, we are going to fight this. And good for them, because I believe we ultimately will win these on the merits at the courts of appeal. And already we have some good rulings here. So the ACLU represents this guy by the name of Roger. And Lamunion is his last name.
But he doesn't even live in Fulton County.
Doesn't even live
Why
in the county.
Why on earth would he even care?
He only cares because he heard about it, and so he now says that he's offended. Well, the Rochester Optimist Club is a volunteer organization dedicated to improving the lives of youth through service projects and civic engagement. And that club is the one that's owned, stored, and maintained this holiday display for nearly 40 years.
You know, and we've always talked about nativity scenes are constitutional, and they always display other items, other secular items. Like this one has a Santa house, a Santa Claus, snowman, and candlestick. So you have a full holiday display.
Yeah, and along with that, you can have a nativity scene. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the plain rule is it's part of our friend or foe Christmas campaign to educate and, if necessary, to litigate, either to defend in this case or to be the plaintiff when something is not following the Constitution. That if it's a publicly sponsored nativity scene like this here, even though it's owned by the Optimist Club, it's the display that's put on the public property. It's not an open forum for everybody to put their own displays there. So the government makes a decision, this is a display we want. And in this particular case, they don't have to expend any effort to put it together. It's all done by the private organization. But it's a publicly sponsored display on public property. It's clearly constitutional, as you said, as long as you have some other secular symbols of the holiday. Same thing as if you have a music presentation at a school and the teacher is going to give holiday music. You can have the majority of the songs Christian songs, as long as you also have some secular songs of the holiday thrown in as well. That's perfectly permissible.
Right. And we have a whole webpage, lc.org/Christmas, that has a memo on there. It has all kinds of explanations of what we have the right to do in the holiday season. And you can't allow bullies like the ACLU. You know, we probably should gift wrap a copy of the Constitution and send it to them so they will understand they're not going to win these cases.
I know. And we have a picture here on the press release that we did. It's at lc.org. You can go there and search for our previous press releases. But it's a picture of the actual nativity itself that is on the lawn.
It's very sweet.
It's a nice one. And it's beautiful. It looks like it's made out of hay bales, which would be more like a barn, a place for animals. Mm-hmm. And then you have the nativity figures there with some animals around it. You have the different animals of the camel, you have a sheep, you have other animals as well. It's a beautiful scene, and that's part of a larger display. And so I'm very pleased to say that in 2020, with all the other things that have been going on in 2020, the ACLU has wanted to stop Christmas. And that's typical of the ACLU. But the Christmas display, the holiday display, the nativity scene will be both in Fulton County's and Jackson County.
But you know, it's important that we know whether it's a nativity scene on your courthouse lawn or what clothes you want to wear during the Christmas season in public schools or what songs you want to sing. It's important to know our rights to celebrate Christ's birthday.
Yeah, and you can go to lc.org/Christmas for more information. What we have there is information that you can send out to city, county, other government entities, even the state, because sometimes the state puts up these nativity scenes in the state capitol. You can also send them to your school teachers, your school board, your staff, because it educates them about what is permissible and that they need to respect and honor the religious aspect of Christmas. After all, it is a federal holiday and it's also a state holiday, and it is constitutional. In fact, the Supreme Court many years ago has already ruled on nativity scenes and said that our history is filled with religious expressions, and to eliminate religious expression during the Christmas holiday would be not neutral toward religion, but hostile toward religion, which the Constitution forbids.
The foundation of America.
For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website. I encourage you to take the initiative to keep Christ in Christmas, to keep Christmas in the Christmas season. We also have the naughty and nice list that you can have there and find out from the retail stores which ones want to profit off Christmas but pretend like it doesn't exist. And you can make a decision not to spend your shopping dollars there. On the other hand, other retail that actually honor Christmas, I encourage you to patronize them and make sure that you make a comment when you're in some of these stores. It's nice when you hear the Christmas music. Don't let it go unnoticed when you're leaving. Tell somebody that you enjoy that Christmas music or just even the Christmas decorations. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. You can also subscribe to our newsletter and our emails by hitting the subscribe button. And also go to lc.org/Christmas for all things related to Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.